The Boy Who Knew Too Much, an astounding true story of a young boy's past life memories. Kathy Bird. To Charlotte and Christian, may you always see life as a daring adventure. Foreword by Jack Canfield, creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. As an avid reader and the co-author of more than 150 books, I can honestly say that the book you hold in your hands is one of the most transformative and thought-provoking I've ever encountered. As the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, I receive countless requests to provide endorsements for books. And because I don't take these requests lightly, there are very few that I feel compelled to recommend. However, this extraordinary book not only hooked me from the start and kept me turning the pages until the very last word, I couldn't stop talking about it with everyone I met. You are about to embark on a remarkable journey that could very well change the way you view life and death forever. At first blush, Kathy Bird's story may seem as improbable to you as it did to her. What makes this story so compelling is that Kathy Bird is a Christian who previously never believed in reincarnation. As you follow her miraculous journey of a mother trying to make sense of the things her young son is telling her about his former life as a professional baseball player, you will be stretched to examine your own beliefs regarding life before life and life after life on this planet. But beyond this, it will also inspire you to honor your intuition, listen to the children in your life, love without limits, and make the most of each day that you are blessed with. You see, this book is really several books in one. In addition to being a book about reincarnation, it is also a book about learning to deeply listen to and trust our children, a book about baseball, and a book on how the universe constantly conspires to arrange events to expand our consciousness. I've long believed we are all infinite spiritual beings having a temporary human experience on Earth, and The Boy Who Knew Too Much is a powerful testimony to this grand idea. I was first introduced to the concept of a soul living more than one lifetime at 16 years of age. Growing up in a Christian home, this was all new to me, but somehow it rang true. When I was in graduate school at the University of Massachusetts, a professor gave me the book Life After Life by Dr. Raymond Moody, and later, Life Before Life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?